This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
The bottom line is something's up.
Now, I realize it's fashionable in some circles to believe that no one in government should encourage others to read the Bible. That we're told that we'll violate the constitutional separation of church and state established by the founding fathers in the First Amendment. The First Amendment was not written to protect people and their laws from religious values. It was written to protect those values from government tyranny.
This was in a book for Freemasons. Fictions are necessary to the people, and the truth becomes deadly to those who are not strong enough to contemplate it in all its brilliance. In fact, what can there be in common between the vile multitude and sublime wisdom? The truth must be kept secret, and the masses need a teaching proportional to their imperfect reason.
Broadcasting live from a bunker high atop Mount Hood.
All heading towards a fascist totalitarian state.
It's radio that's delivering the truth.
AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
The problem is they don't get to determine what is right and wrong in the process. It's all done by the central government.
And here's Paul Preston and Agenda 21 Radio.
Welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is a radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, the question is, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So welcome aboard. A lot of things going on. Record surge at the border. That's the big headlines. Record surge at the border. The invasion is on. Let's be very clear. The invasion is on. Onward, Christian soldiers. Illegal immigration at worst rate in decade. Invasion intensifies. Busloads will surpass Obama-era 55 illegals transported to hospitals each day. Yet we're doing nothing. Nothing. Record surge at border. I hate it when this happens, don't you? Interesting, huh? Somali gangs battle in Minneapolis. Anti-Semitism rebuke threatens rift amongst Dems. Michael Jackson's songs banned from radio stations around the world. Why? Because he's a pedophile, probably, right? Thomas Sowell warns USA may not resist siren song of socialism. I wouldn't bet on it, he says. Republicans advance paid leave plans. CNN panel of Dem voters go nuts over badass Ocasio-Cortez. These are just some of the things. I had to do this one because it came across my little ticker here. Is that I got to do this. Rape Day computer game sparks outrage. Belgian mayor defends float featuring Jews with money and rat. See, this is the kind of stuff that always starts to creep up right now, right? Yep, right. So Cohen Forte's testimony could touch on Russia and finances. He doesn't know anything. He is so tainted, by the way. That's the thing about him, is he's completely tainted in terms of his testimony and the things that he brings to the table. That's Michael Cohen. Okay, so we've kind of gone around the whole thing on this. We're going to get into in the next segment, area code 215-867-8255, and, of course, newcaliforniastate.com and also agenda21radio.news or a21r.com. I decided to give you those numbers. These are just a few of the things we're dealing with in this world today. I mean, I just give you a smattering. But, you know, the big thing, of course, is the invasion. I'm going to tail off on this one because we got the sheriffs at being threatened right now. This is record surge at border. This is coming from the Wall Street Journal. This is not Paul Preston. This is the Wall Street Journal that's now talking about this. And you know, it's interesting. In the they have the illegal foreign nationals who are invading have a buffer between the border in New York City and the Beltway. Okay? They do. And that's the bubble in which these people live who don't give a darn about our country and the demographic shift that's happening here. It's all about demographics, like I was saying in the first hour. The demographic shift of the United States, they're going to forever change this country. Because a few people kowtow to the money that all these slaves bring, right? Record immigration surge at border number has been steadily rising since fiscal 2015. Fewer than 40,000 such migrants were arrested. Yes, Alicia Caldwell and Luis Radovsky. Arrest of families crossing the U.S. illegally in the past 5 months hit a record, prompting the chief of Customs and Border Protection to say the system is at a breaking point, Cloward and Piven. This is it. It's the Cloward and Piven strategy at the border. Our country is going to capitulate. We are going to collapse as a country. Mark my words, in just a few short months, we will be dealing with at least 1 million people at the border at one time that will flood right across and we will not stop them. Mark my words. Listen, have I been wrong over the last year or 2 years? The answer is no, nine, yet nada. I will have a cup of coffee at your sound expense. Oh, boy. I got a new fancy cup, by the way. Well, it's man-style cup. It's what we call man-style. We drink man-style coffee here. So, woman up. I can see them coming after me right now. Can't have man-style coffee. Well, okay, I'm sorry. Political satire, by the way. You got to have some fun here. And right in the middle of it, we'll do this. This came to me from one of my listeners who's listening right now. I can't resist it. This is the article. A dumb millennial sells testicles to raise money for Bernie's 2020 campaign. That's what I said. Now, this is satire, but it's good satire, right? I like good satire. So do you. Brave millennial. This is from NPC Daily. It's satire, folks. It's satire. It says, brave millennial sells testicles to raise money for Bernie's 2020 campaign. Another powerful progressive showing support for a future to believe in. Bernie Sanders is breaking records left and right. When it comes to the rate at raising money for his campaign, he takes the cakes. He takes the cake hands down. He announced a matter of weeks ago that he is already nearly $30 million in donations, most of which is coming from millennials donating everything they have for the cause they believe in. NPC Daily has reported stories of forward-thinking liberals who have donated their entire student loans to Bernie Sanders' campaign, some who have taken out multiple mortgages on their property. This, of course, is satire. There have been numerous millennials who have sold their organs, such as kidneys, liver parts, skin grafts, and hundreds of thousands of gallons of blood. This report is gathered from the quote of a brave millennial who sold both of his testicles to raise money for Bernie Sanders' 2020 campaign. This testicular donation. This is what the quote is. This is satire. Jared Michelle, 28. Okay, I like that, Jared Michelle. Says, my heart is set and my mind is made up. Bernie's promises will make our country into what our founding fathers envisioned. I already donated my life savings to Bernie 2020 campaign, but I wanted to donate more. Since I don't have any personal property and I work for minimum wage, I sold both of my testicles for $10,000 each and donated all of it to Bernie's campaign. I'm a little sore, but I know it will be worth it in the end. It says here, that means Jared, who actually gets his testicles back if Bernie Sanders wins. As progressive, we can think no better way to support. We can think of no better way to support such a future that he can believe in. We can only hope that liberals across the nation will follow Jared's quit. Oh, it's satire. Come on. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-fill pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Back here on the Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com. That's 821R.com. Illegal immigration, illegal foreign nationals, and the invasion at the border. Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. We go out and talk about the illegal invasion at the border, and no one seems to be stopping it. Even the president. I'm a little concerned the president doesn't seem to be stopping it. And they're having a discussion while the chaos is going on. and no one's stopping it. See, this is the strategy that these other people are laying out. They're much better strategists than we are, of course, here in America. The economy has exploded, so we need workers. All right. I guess that's really what it comes down to. So, at any cost, ruin the country. Right? Ruin the nation. Was it Michael Savage said, borders, language, and culture? Well, we're pretty much breaking down the borders now. It looks like we've got open borders. So, let's just all throw in the towel and quit now. It's open borders. I mean, it kind of looks like this. Just capitulate. Cave in to all these Democrats. It's good. It'll feel good. And now I want to go back to something, though. I think this is very salient. And I was giving you the satire about the socialist thing, right? The guy who wants to cut off his testicles. You know, that's important to these socialists. Cut off your testicles and donate a testicle or two to Bernie Sanders, right? It was satire. Come on, it was satire. Satire. Total satire. I'm disclosing it. It was satire. I wasn't trying to be funny. I was trying to make a point. Thomas Sowell. Maybe you don't know who Thomas Sowell is. One of the leading, he's an economist, but he is, I'm telling you, from a cultural standpoint, he is absolutely one of the leading edge people in terms of culture in our society today. And this is from the Washington Times, who I respect very much. Thomas Sowell warns this. And we talk about socialism all the time, don't we? Socialism, socialism, socialism. Thomas Sowell warns U.S. may not resist siren song of socialism. And he says, I wouldn't bet on it. Uh-huh. I'm going to play this. Mike Pence, if it plays right. No, we got to do the commercial first. Thomas Sowell, a living legend in the field of economics, says he fears the U.S. may eventually succumb to the siren song of socialism.
Today, Democrats openly advocate an economic system that has impoverished millions of people around the world. Under the guise of Medicare for all and a Green New Deal, Democrats are embracing the same tired economic theories that have impoverished nations and stifled the liberties of millions over the past century. That system is socialism. Remarkably, a leading candidate for the Democratic presidential nomination is an avowed socialist. But it's not just him. Bernie's been joined by a chorus of candidates and newly elected officials who have papered over the failed policies of socialism with bumper sticker slogans and slick social media campaigns. What they're actually offering is just more of the same. More taxes, more spending, more government. What Medicare for all really means is quality health care for none. The only thing green about the so-called Green New Deal is how much green it's going to cost taxpayers if these people ever pass it into law. The truth is, we want to make poor people richer. They want to make rich people poorer. We want to make poverty more rare. They want to make poverty more comfortable. That's a choice we face today, men and women, between freedom and socialism. Between personal responsibility and government dependence.
Yeah, that was Mike Pence just the other day at CPAC. And this is what Thomas Sowell says. He is the author of Basic Economics, The Vision of the Anointed, The Quest of the Cosmic Justice, and numerous other books said the U.S. may very well go down a path of financial ruin due to wonderful-sounding rhetoric. Mr. Sowell, a Marxist in his youth, made the remarks Tuesday while appearing on Fox Business News Network's David Asherman. I was interviewed by David Asherman. I do have a great fear that, in the long run, we may not make it, Mr. Sowell said. I hate to say that. The thing that keeps me from being despaired is that we don't know. There are so many things that we can't possibly know. And so we make it. But I wouldn't bet on it. The author said at the time, he said that time and time again, people adopt willful ignorance regarding socialism's track. Willful ignorance, that's the key thing. Track record in and around the world. Huh. Mr. Soul said, so many people today, including in the leading universities, don't pay much attention to evidence, he said. When you see people starving in Venezuela and fleeing into neighboring countries and realize that this is a country that once had the world's largest oil reserves, you realize that they've ruined a very good prospect with ideas that sounded good but didn't turn out well. Isn't that a great comment? That's true. These so-called exceptions to socialism's failing are almost universal on every continent among people of every race, color, creed, and whatever, he continued. Isn't that amazing? We're going to listen to his article. It's coming up here now. We got it right. Here we go.
You know, another economic myth is one that you expose in the new edition of your book, Discrimination and Disparities, that all disparities, economic disparities in our economy, et cetera, are due to discrimination, that's the sole course, and therefore they have to be addressed by economic policies. The most recent fad is reparations for slavery. How do you respond to that?
Well, this is one of any number of one-factor explanations as to why everyone doesn't have the same outcome. 100 years ago, it was genetics. At other times and places, it was exploitation. But again, these are ideas that sound plausible. But when you do research, you discover that everywhere you turn, there are 1,000 reasons why people don't turn out the same. It goes right down to the family. In the first chapter of this book, I point out that the firstborn has higher IQs than his siblings. And in later life, earned has more achievements. Among astronauts, for example, of the 29 astronauts in the Apollo program that put a man on the moon, 22 were either the firstborn or an only child. Now, if you can't get equality among people born to the same parents and raised under the same roof, why in the world would you think you're going to get it among people who've had such different histories and cultures around the world?
And yet, you know, you continue to hear politicians using statistics, sort of cherry-picking statistics in order to form economic policies where the government gets directly involved. They always do it under the guise of social justice. It seems like anything that is led by the phrase social justice can be accepted by these people.
We're going to come back. We've got a break coming up. We're going to take a break, a money break. Buy the products that you're going to hear here, because this is free market capitalism. Yes, free market capitalism, not socialism on Agenda 21 Radio. Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio, and visit our website, agenda21radio.news or a21r.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
In the new edition of your book, Discrimination and Disparities, that all disparities, economic disparities in our economy, et cetera, are due to discrimination, that's the sole cause, and therefore they have to be addressed by economic policies. The most recent fad is reparations for slavery. How do you respond to that?
Well, this is one of any number of one-factor explanations as to why everyone doesn't have the same outcome. 100 years ago, it was genetics. At other times and places, it was exploitation. But again, these are ideas that sound plausible. But when you do it research, you discover that everywhere you turn, there are 1,000 reasons why people don't turn out the same. It goes right down to the family. In the first chapter of this book, I point out that the firstborn has higher IQs than his siblings. And later life earned has more achievements. Among astronauts, for example, of the 29 astronauts in the Apollo program that put a man on the moon, 22 were either the firstborn or an only child. Now, if you can't get equality among people born to the same parents and raised under the same roof, why in the world would you think you're going to get it among people who've had such different histories and cultures around the world?
And yet, you know, you continue to hear politicians using statistics, sort of cherry-picking statistics in order to form economic policies where the government gets directly involved. They always do it under the guise of social justice. It seems like anything that is led by the phrase social justice can be accepted by these people.
Yes, and I guess one of the crucial assumptions of the social justice literature is that in the absence of bias, people would be similar. But they're not similar. They're not demographically similar. I mean, for example, the median age of Jewish Americans, Mormons, and Japanese Americans is around 50. There's no way they're going to be equally represented in proportion of the society in the National Football League. I mean, 50-year-olds are not going to be able to compete with people in their 20s.
Well, they seem to cut a break for sports teams, but when it comes down to the general housing market, for example, that various policies have been specifically oriented towards the use of statistics to show that, in fact, more black people are denied mortgages than white people, et cetera. I mean, they cherry-pick statistics to try to push social policies where the government gets involved needlessly.
Yes, well, that's one of the fallacies that I show up in my book, that if you look at the average credit score of people of different ethnic backgrounds, you'll discover that the order in which they rank by credit score is also the order in which they rank by acceptance for the highest quality mortgages.
Now,
that is, whites, for example, are turned down far more than Asian Americans.
Why is this misused? Is it because so often these statistics, in order to force these economic policies that don't work, is it because politicians extend their term in office? Is it because of the poverty industry, if you will, that exists? What do you think motivates people to do these things that clearly are not benefiting our society or our economy?
Well, these are things that are benefiting them. Politicians stay in office by saying things that people want to hear and by not accepting evidence that shows that they've gone wrong.
You know, another thing that politicians love to throw out there is the wealth tax, is that there are too many wealthy people that in order to redistribute income, we don't want to take away all wealthy people. We don't want to bring back the guillotine, but we need a wealth tax in order to cut into some of their riches. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that's one of the biggest fallacies, because the most fundamental kind of wealth is human capital, which is inside people's heads, and you can't confiscate that. Any number of countries have forced people out of the country, they've expelled them or driven them out, and wouldn't let them take their wealth with them. And when they did that in Uganda, for example, the Ugandan economy collapsed. The Asians who arrived destitute in Britain, you know, within a number of years, they were prosperous again, whereas the Ugandan economy never recovered. If you can't confiscate the most fundamental wealth, the case for doing it means nothing if you can't do it.
Professor, I used to love reading your column every week, and one thing that is less economic and it's more social that's been happening recently is the discourse, particularly throwing around terms, very, very harsh terms like race, calling people racist as a sort of a go-to place, particularly for liberals against this administration. We heard it last week, Michael Cohen's testimony in front of Congress. He started out by saying what a racist President Trump is. What would you say about that, particularly with regard to President Trump? Do you consider him to be a racist?
I don't know enough about the man to know what he is, but I would like to see any such accusation accompanied by something that we can test against facts.
Well, you certainly have heard the charge anti-Semitism against him, despite the fact that his daughter is a convert to Judaism, his son-in-law is a Jew, their children are being raised in the Jewish tradition. Kind of hard to make the case, and yet you still hear it.
Well, if people have never heard those things because the media filters out things that go against what they believe, then the charge can stick no matter what the facts may happen to be.
Professor, I almost hate to ask this question because you're so honest about things. You see things straight on. the future of America? I mean, do you think that we are destined to go through a period of socialism, a period where these ideas that have not worked, no matter where they've been tried and certainly wouldn't work here, will be tried here and could bring down our country?
Well, predictions of economists do not encourage me to go far in that direction. But I do have a great fear that in the long run, we may not make it. And I hate to say that, but and the one thing that keeps me from being despairing is of course, we don't know. There's so many things we can't possibly know. And so we may make it, but I wouldn't bet on it.
Thomas Sowell, you really are a great economist and a treasure for the United States of America. We appreciate you coming on. We wish you the very best of luck. Your newest, biggest edition of Discrimination and Disparities can be got at the bookstores or on Amazon right now. Thank you very much for being here. Really appreciate it.
Well. The great Thomas Sowell speaking up about the disparities of discrimination. Discrimination and disparities. I like the analysis that he used of the 29 original astronauts. You know, 22 of them were either firstborn or only children. No disparity there, huh? You know, that's part of the point of socialism, though. There should be no discrimination. There should be no disparities, right? I mean, everybody gets everything the same. You know, I'm telling you, he makes some great points. Will there, in fact, be a socialist United States of America? And I would like to state that you already have a state, a great state. Well, tarnished state, and that's California. This is socialism out here, folks. And it's getting worse. Here comes communism. Here comes complete totalitarianism. It's around the corner. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Radio. In a big series, I think we're going to be kicking off a lot of things about the sheriffs. Who's that sheriff in town, right? Who is that sheriff in town? I guess it's sort of the big question, isn't it? It's the big question, if you ask me. And in fact, it's a major league question that you need to, of course, ask yourself about, well, what does it mean to be the sheriff in town? Who are these sheriffs? And why are they so important to our culture and to our society? Who are they? And why are they important to us? It's kind of interesting, you know, to think about this. We see these things all the time when people don't know what they're doing in terms of the police agencies. You know, what is the difference between, you know, a sheriff and a police officer in a city? What is the difference between a marshal and a state trooper? You know, there's all these different policing agencies, and they're all there for good reason, for the most part. That's kind of the key thing to understand. They're all there for the specific things that they're asked to do. You have Border Patrol. And, you know, they put police on their chest. They say, United States Border Patrol, police. So the people understand, police. They're not sheriffs. They have different jurisdictions. And this is the point about sheriffs. One of the big points about sheriffs. So you better understand it. That a sheriff usually works and almost always works in a jurisdiction known as a county. Is a county. What do you mean by a county? Well, a county. A county. You know, your basic fundamental building block of our government is the county. Every county in every state, there's a sheriff. That's his jurisdiction. That is his jurisdiction. And that's something to remember. A lot of people don't think of it that way. They don't cogitate in that direction. But normally, and in some cases, sheriffs also extend out into cities. Sometimes cities get bought up by the sheriffs. In other words, well, I shouldn't say bought up, but the cities contract with sheriffs. So you'll have sheriffs within city jurisdictions. If the city police goes on strike, usually it's the sheriff who steps in to help out with that jurisdiction. Does that make sense? If you're out in the county in unincorporated area, it's the sheriff who's out there. That's what's going on. It's the sheriff. A lot of people don't get that, but that is absolutely the fact. That is what happens when you have a sheriff. So sheriffs are very, very important in that they are elected officials. Really, there's only one or two places I can imagine where you have elected law enforcement. Actually, the prime one is the sheriff. Now, there might be some jurisdiction. You might say, well, an attorney general can be a sheriff or whatever, or have the same kind of constitutional authority. Not really. You don't have attorney generals with the power of arrest. That's sort of a fundamental. But a sheriff has dominion, if you will, over who, what, where, and all it comes into his county. What goes on in his county? That's what sheriffs do. Sheriffs have the authority granted to them to enforce the Constitution. If he thinks that something is unconstitutional, even legislated unconstitutionally, then you know what? He can say no, yet nada. Not happening for me. Not permitted in this county, which is exactly what you're seeing as a demonstration in some places, especially in and around Washington State. Sheriffs are exercising their constitutional authority. See, they have authority to act constitutionally. If they see a federal officer come into their county, the federal officer does not have jurisdiction there. Who has jurisdiction over the federal the county sheriff? In other words, there is a hierarchy that goes on. Do we see this? The function of the county sheriff is to maintain law and order for his county as elected by his people. The basic fundamental core unit of law enforcement in a county is the sheriff. So I want to establish that with you right now so you understand that there's a core belief system within you that you know who these sheriffs are. Now, sometimes the sheriffs don't even know what I'm telling you right now. They don't grasp it. A lot of sheriffs come in from policing agencies, and they think that they've got to be responsive to this person, to that person, city councils, county supervisors, and they don't. They're only responsible to the citizens. That's the jury, not county supervisors. County supervisors would like to encroach upon the sheriff to try and control sheriffs. That's not the way it's supposed to be. The sheriff is in charge of them. In other words, he has authority over them. Let's remember that. A lot of sheriffs don't understand that, but they do. This is why it's so important that as we go through this little journey about understanding about sheriffs, that you hang on to that notion. He has the ultimate control in his county. So this is what gives counties the autonomy legally that they need to be able to protect the citizens of the county. And he can call upon the citizens to form what are known as posses if he has to, right? Rounding up the usual suspects, form a posse. That's why CCWs are so important. They want to destroy CCWs in the Second Amendment. Oh, wonder why. Well, just think about it. If a sheriff needs a posse or he needs a militia, all he needs to do is just take out his list of CCWs and he's got a standing army. Think about that. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow.
My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. On the website, Agenda21Radio, and also newcaliforniastate.com, we have an article about the sheriffs. This is sort of a primer for you because we're going to be spending some time on the sheriffs in town and what is going on. But the other bigger picture is that if just the basics of the sheriffs, you've got to break down the sheriffs in terms of if you want global domination. See, it's all tied into Agenda 21. Oh, that. We're back to that. Well, that's the title of the show, folks. Come on. Now, we're about the 21st century for America, the United States, right? The 21st century for America. That's our agenda. But the real other agenda out there is to destroy the United States of America. And that's through the process using the United Nations Agenda 21, or the plan anyway. And there's a lot of other competing ones, but they all blend together, actually. They're all doing the same thing, trying to destroy the United States. That's why we're seeing this invasion right now. It's all part of the plan. It's a well thought out, and you know they've got all their laws taken care of here in the United States, and people are just walking across the border. We have open borders now. We're getting pretty close to that. So now what they want to do is they want to make sure that in the United States itself there is no borders that exist. So the first thing you can do is need to break down the law and make it into a lawless state, which is what California is becoming, right? So you break down county jurisdictions and law enforcement, which would be the sheriff. You diminish, you dilute their authorities, which is what they're trying to do. And there's a process for that. It's in play right now in many jurisdictions. And what they want to do ultimately is blend law enforcement at the sheriff's level with other policing agencies. Ah, get it? They want to federalize law enforcement throughout the nation at all levels. They want to break down the barriers that fundamentally exist between sheriffs and police, marshals, and so on. So there's just one centralized law enforcement. Now, what could possibly go wrong with that, right? It works really well in Nazi Germany. Works really well in the Soviet Union. Working really, really well in Venezuela. Get the drift? This is where this is going. Why we have to support our sheriffs. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. And remember to, visit the radio station at Red State Talk Radio. That's our big radio station in the sky from Washington, D.C. Anyway, thanks for listening, and stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.